looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. I had last week off. That was tons of fun. Apparently, I'm just finding out now, of course, because I don't listen to my own show, that Barb played a free-for-all last week, too. So it's 2 weeks in a row that you're getting free for all of you. So I hope everybody had a great holiday last weekend and this recent weekend. I had a great time. I had a great family weekend. Tons of fun. Tons of funzo. So, what's a free-for-all? Psychic free-for-all. Any question? Any topic? Anything? Call me. Number 877-230-3062. That number again, 877-230-3062. And this is also for you listeners on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Live listeners on the radio, high def radio, give me a call. Love to talk to you. So, couple little business things. Posted an essay on my Facebook page, but also on my blog. I haven't written anything on my blog since February. Oh, it's so scary. Anyway, but I was compelled on Saturday. It was an essay I wrote actually right after 9/11. And pulled it up Saturday, read it, and was stunned at how appropriate it was 9 years later, which is a frightening thing. And at the same time, a weirdly hopeful thing, because I believe that we still have time to learn from what's going on this planet and to do things differently. So if you're interested in that, do check that out. That's on my blog page, on my website, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. It's also on my Facebook fan page on the discussion box. So listen up, y'all. You've been hearing me talk about polarity ever since this show began. I want your questions about polarity. If you could read the perfect book that explained everything you ever wanted to know about polarity, what would that book tell you? Because I'm starting in on it. I'm starting in on my next book project, and it's going to be all about polarity, and I would love to know what you guys want to know. So I want you to email me at Michelle, with one L, at michellemorgan.org. Send me your questions. Truly, would love the input, love the feedback, and that way I can make sure that everybody gets all the information they need, because that is a really big topic. So anyway, send me your questions. Rate this show. Go to the host page on Contact Talk Radio, and on the right side you can click on iTunes to subscribe, and then you can get in there and you can actually rate the show, and you can write a little review, which is cool, because then people can, you know, get some feedback and find out how much fun we have here each week, and maybe they'll tune in. And if you're digging this show, then I'm going to ask you to email it to other people who could potentially benefit from the information. And the way to do that is on my website, michellemorgan.org. You can go to the media page, click on the archives. It takes you to a place called Feedburner. And there's all these little buttons that you can click on, and you can email individual shows, which is a pretty groovy thing. Or you can post them on your Facebook, since I know all of you have Facebook pages. Don't you? Everybody's rolling their eyes. Yeah, Facebook, whatever. It is a pretty cool thing most of the time. So anyway, I would love for you to share this show, get it out there. The numbers are continuing to be quite good. I'm pretty excited about that and would love to see that increase. And of course, if you love the music on the show, hello, who doesn't, from Miss Barb Perry. Go to iTunes, download the songs, and I always list them on my fan page. So, special shout out today. Happy birthday to Mark. Marcus, I want to thank you for being living proof of what a true hero is. You have a clear and open connection to God. You are purposeful in everything you do. You never give up. And you're absolutely present and honest with everyone. You are the truest friend I've ever had. And you're the most honorable man I've ever known. And I trust you and I love you with all my heart. You're the best, baby. Happy birthday. It's time now for the Cosmic Critter of the Week.
I can walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Woohoo! I'm still a little bit discombobulated by all that animal noise, because it does sound like a Halloween haunted house. Anyway, Animal Spirit Guides, book by Stephen Farmer, PhD, who has a show on this channel, 4 p.m. Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio, Dr. Stephen Farmer. Are you ready for who showed up today? This is so fun. Meerkat. Aww. So I promptly invite all of you to go to the zoo and see the new meerkat thing. Don't they have the new meerkat? What am I trying to say? What is it? The display or whatever they call it? The exhibit, the meerkat exhibit. So here's meerkat, kids. You may have to do some digging to get to the solution or answers you're seeking. Sometime in the next few days, go to a place where you can greet the sunrise. Seek out the companionship and support of your family or a group of close friends. Trust that others who love and care about you are always watching out for you. And once you've identified what you want, keep your plans to yourself until you've achieved your goal. That last one is really fascinating because Catherine Ponder talks a lot in her books about manifestation. And one of the key secrets, if you will, to successful manifestation is keeping your goals sacred. And the word secret, people can get a little wrapped around the axle about, because that can seem like, you know, you're keeping things to yourself and being, you know, manipulative, blah, blah. But what it actually means is it means keeping things sacred. In other words, don't share your plans with people. Share it with God first. Because the challenge is sometimes we want to tell people about what we've got in mind, and the people that love us the most are the ones that are going to project the fear the most, because they worry about us, so they want to make sure we're, you know, getting all our bases covered. And then it can kind of make you feel like you don't want to keep doing what you're doing. So meerkat's telling you, keep it to yourself, keep your goals in mind, and connect to God. And they're just adorable little critters anyway. So there you go. Can't wait to hear how meerkat shows up for people. We did have an eel sighting from the last time. Sammy posted on my Facebook fan page about eel showing up as a rock band that was announcing their show in the paper. Oh, and of course, Barb is over here freaking out because she loves the band Eel. Of course she does. Barb, you're so cool. All right. We're going to just dive right on in here and do a reading. Yeah, why don't we just do one, and then we'll do a break after that. How's that sound? All right, let's just take the phone lines. Baby, who we got? I'm waiting for...
There we go. We got Jennifer from London.
Jennifer from London.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
So what's happening in your world, darling?
Well, I've been doing a lot of work since the last time I talked to you. I'm still on the same job.
Okay.
I'm feeling better about all the stuff that I've been doing.
Good.
And I'm wondering if you can just kind of give me a general reading.
You bet. Remind me what you are astrologically.
Cancer.
Cancer girl.
Yes.
So here's something interesting. What was the very important conversation that you had last week? It feels like just about a week ago, actually.
You had, Well, I don't know. I had I have a new client as far as coaching goes.
Oh, that's probably what this is then. So was that a brand new?
Yeah, it was like a brand new client. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a pretty darn important conversation, I would imagine.
Yes, it was.
So this is really interesting, kiddo, and I am going to absolutely send you massive cyber hugs and tell you I'm really proud of you from what I'm looking at here.
Thank you.
No, seriously, you've been really doing some serious prayer stuff, haven't you?
Yes, a lot.
Right on. Well, I'm telling you something, you're making God's job a whole lot easier, so that's pretty cool. The coaching thing, the reason why I think the guides wanted to bring that up, that new client, is it really does feel to me like there's a doorway starting to open. And notice my choice of words, not a doorway that has opened. It is starting to open. So
Okay. The
thing that you're going to want to be very aware of here, is that there's a organic growth that's going to take place probably between now and about, I want to say April, May of next year. So that's a pretty significantly long timeline. And what you're going to see happen is that slow trickle become the river. Okay.
Okay.
If it, you know, and I don't know about you, kiddo, but you know, I'm a double Sagittarius, so patience is not necessarily a virtue in my vernacular.
Yeah.
I've had to learn it, but it doesn't come easy to me. And so I'll have a tendency when I am working towards something to keep my eye. I'm really good at keeping my eye on the goal, but then I have this expectation that I'm going to hit that goal like overnight, and that's always a tough call for me. So this idea that it's going to grow incrementally is coming up here as really specific, and it's interesting because I'm getting the sense that there's going to be you're new to the coaching thing. And at the same time, you need to be picky with who you're working with. I don't want you to just take on anybody just to build your clientele. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's a supremely strong message of that here. And it's interesting because the image that I have is I want you to go into this with an idea or a vision that you've been coaching for 20 years. Okay.
Okay.
You no longer try out. Okay. you've been in the major leagues. You don't have to try out, kind of a feeling.
I guess in some ways I have, you know, maybe not professionally.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely. So, well, I mean, you're stepping into a profession that utilizes all your natural abilities and everything you've learned up to this point, correct?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and it comes to you so naturally. So I want you to seriously look at this from that standpoint of, you know what, you've been doing this a long time. You have this reputation. You're not going to compromise, and you're only going to choose to work with people who truly want to grow, change, you know, and follow your guidance and actually do the things you tell them to do, instead of people that sign up and you're having to drag them kicking and screaming every step of the way. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Because there's a lot of that going on the planet right now. A lot of it. I mean, I'm telling you what, this whole, change that we've been going through with the planetary stuff and everything else that's been happening for the last couple of years, and I've been talking about it repeatedly on this show, it's really separated people into two distinct camps. Either the camp of, you know, I'm really working on myself and I'm really working on consciousness, or the camp of people going la 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 la, I'm not listening, you know, and there's pretty much nobody in between. There really isn't. And so I want you to be willing, and this is where it gets challenging, and especially for someone. First of all, you're Cancerian, and if I may be so egotistical as to say, you and I feel very similar energetically in that I think we care tremendously for the people that we work with. It's like if you could literally climb in their skin and get them to do the things you want them to do, you'd do it for them, right? You'd step right in there and do it, right? Okay, and so there's a real divinity to that, and at the same time, obviously, as everything has a blessing and a curse, you can get yourself into some serious trouble trying to fix everybody, right?
Right, and it's something they kind of have to do on their own.
Oh,
anyway.
Baby girl, they absolutely have to do it on their own. And this is I really am coming even more and more to this understanding of the tough love concept. Mm-hmm. We have to be willing to say, here's what I can teach you, and I will hold the space for this. You will step up to this, or you will not, and I am not going to lift you up to it.
Yeah.
You know, you can hold the space for somebody's higher self, but they have to be willing to climb up there to it. You can't pull them up to it. That, I think that's really going to be crucial here for you. And it's kind of, you know, along the lines of the new paradigm, we can no longer enable the unconscious. And that's what we do when we're dragging those people, because then, you know, they're relying on you entirely to do all the work. So be really, I want you to be picky, kiddo, and I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to get tested on this.
Okay.
And here's what that test is going to look like. Probably between now, actually the majority of this is going to happen from about mid-October till probably, I'm getting, first early part of January.
Okay.
There's a time frame where it feels like you're going to get maybe kind of a rush of people coming to you. And I'm going to tell you, probably 75 to 80% of those people you are not going to want to work with, no matter how excited they seem, no matter how, you know, they come, somebody else recommended you to them and they're like, oh, this is just, you know, so great and I'm so on board. I want you to promise me that you will trust your instincts completely.
Okay.
And you've got phenomenal instincts, girl. Phenomenal instincts. And I want you to follow them. And you're gonna you're gonna be able, trust me when I tell you, you're gonna be able to discern who's gonna be the ones you wanna work with versus the ones who are gonna be just a total pain in the neck.
Now, is it going to be something where I would do like one session with them and know? I mean, or
yeah,
would I know?
That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense. I'm not getting that you're going to just talk to them on the phone and go, oh, forget it.
Yeah.
But definitely within one session. And so I want you to be really willing, for the sake of not only you and your career path, but for the sake of what needs to be created energetically on this planet, I think everybody has to start to look at things from that bigger picture. I really do. We can argue that that's this big dramatic new agey thing, but I am not kidding you. I think it's crucial that everybody looks at, okay, how am I showing up in the world and what's the greater purpose for that? You know, how is that going to affect everybody around me? Because that's really what it's coming down to. And we're seeing the effects of people who've been in leadership positions of all kinds who have not looked at it at all from the standpoint of the greater good. They've only been looking at it from their own point of view. And so, you know, consequently, the you know what is hitting the fan right, left and center on this planet. And we're weeding that stuff out. So this is about integrity. This is about honesty. This is about truth. And this is about strength. Okay. And really honoring what you're bringing to the world. And that's the other piece of this. You have to recognize how good you are. And you got a little bit of an issue with that. You have an idea that to own your power and to acknowledge your power means you're egotistical. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Get rid of that right now. Promise me.
Okay.
I'm serious. Throw it in the garbage.
I'm working on it.
Throw it in the garbage, because humble is basically a lack of self-esteem dressed up. Okay. It just is. If you truly own your power, there's not going to be anything egotistical about it. You're just going to be strong in your power, and you're going to attract then people who are strong in their power or who are working at being strong in their power. And that's
the
difference.
And those are the people I want to work with.
Those are absolutely the people you want to work with, because the truth is, baby, you can't help everybody. Oh man, I had to come to that excruciatingly painful understanding a number of years ago. You cannot help everyone, because not everyone wants to be helped.
Makes sense.
A lot of people come to this kind of work, the coaching or the counseling or what have you, especially they come to the more spiritually based or new age based work, because they want an audience. They want somebody who will listen to their story that they've been telling everybody for the last 25 years. And they want to be able to, you know, play it out in a massive way with a captive audience. And you got to promise me and yourself that you're not going to play that number.
Well, that doesn't even sound appealing to me.
No, it really isn't. But boy, it's easy to get caught in that. It really is. It truly is easy. Because again, you've got that very deep compassion. You have this very divine Christ centered. That's really what it is. It's the Christ consciousness, the desire to truly help our fellow man. That's a big deal, and it's a much needed thing on this planet. But as everything has the blessing and the curse, okay?
Yeah.
The blessing of that is obvious. The curse is really insidious, because your heart can just open up and take on this stuff, and then you're up to your eyeballs in somebody else's drama, and they have no intention whatsoever of changing it, but you've taken it on. And then you start to try and fix it, and it just gets really sticky and muddy. So,
well, that's a really good reminder to pray for the type of clients that are willing to do the work and that are truly most compatible with the work that I do.
Can I just tell you that I have a massive girl crush on you just for that last statement that you just made?
Aww.
I do. You rock. That's exactly what you have to do. You absolutely want to ask God to be the one to bring the people to you. Then you don't have to. Then you don't have to worry about it. You know, and ask that He gives you the clarity when you do work with these people in that first session to know flat out whether they are going to be able to go the distance with you or not.
Okay.
You know, and then you'll find an extraordinarily compassionate way to be able to cut them loose. You will. I guarantee you will. And then the other thing, one more thing that I want to tell you, and it's coming up here really strong. You also need to recognize that in that one session that you do with somebody, even mm-hmm. if they choose to stay firmly entrenched in the cesspool of their, you know, whatever their experience is, that you have actually planted a seed that will ultimately guide them to get the help they need when they're ready for it.
Okay.
You have to trust that even in that single experience, you've done something to change that person. You got to own that, kiddo. That's really important. That's going to be really important for you to recognize that every single little thing you do is more than enough. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, you got some. There's some really great. And isn't it funny how the guides didn't even want to talk about your current job? They're like, well, whatever. It's just a paycheck. Cool. It's good. Just keep doing what you're doing. And you then be open to this little trickle, this little stream becoming a lovely flowing river here over the course of about the next 6 to 7 months.
So would you say that I should stay at my current job and work with the trickle, or should I try to get something else and work with the trickle?
At this moment, specifically now, I mean, if I talk to you, you know, 3 weeks from now, this may change.
Okay.
So this is where the guidance is crucial. This is where you ask on a daily basis that God shows you exactly what you need to do. But for now, it feels to me like focus on the trickle.
Okay.
Stay in the stream. Let this other thing just, you know, work itself out. And my immediate sense is that decision of whether to stay or go from your current position is going to pretty much be taken out of your hands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to worry about making that choice. I think that that's going to come very, very naturally, and you're going to either step into something else or step straight into the coaching thing.
Oh, good.
Okay. So
either way, it's a win-win
it's
situation.
It's a total win-win, and especially if you continue to leave it in God's hands.
Cool.
Okay. Really
well,
proud
really
of you.
I appreciate it.
Well, good job, kiddo. Great to hear from you, and I'm psyched as heck as how this all comes together. So continue to keep me in the loop, all right?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right, darling girl. You take good care.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will hit the phone lines again. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Michelle Morgan, and you're listening to Living on a Prayer. You got a question for me? We're doing a psychic free-for-all, so call me. Number's 877-230-3062. 877-230-3062. And that goes for all of you listening to 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Right on. Okay, next week, I want to talk real quick about my show next week, because it's going to be really, I think, a fascinating subject. Chemicalization. A healing process. What the bleep bleep is chemicalization, you might be asking yourself right now? Well, I'll tell you what the bleep bleep it is. Bottom line is, the world's falling apart. The world as we know it is falling apart. Collectively and individually, everybody's going through craziness. And we've been talking about the craziness for weeks on end. There's an incredible spiritual process called chemicalization. Catherine Ponder talks about it in one of her books, and it's absolutely fascinating. And, of course, the book practically fell off my bookshelf a couple weeks ago when I was working on the show about loss and grief and release and forgiveness, all those shows. And so this is the next sort of step in understanding, what do you do with the craziness? What do you do with all the change that's seems to just be happening, whether you like it or not? Chemicalization is an amazing process, and we're going to be talking about that next week. So be really, really loving you tuning in on that one, because it's going to be great. All right, we're going to the phone lines. We have Janet in Seattle. Janet, honey, are you there?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, baby girl. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I was hoping this was my Janet. Janet. My sweet Janet. What's going on, girl?
Well, basically, interesting, same thing.
Yeah, but come on. You've been rocking and rolling lately,
chicky-boom. I have been. I have been. It's funny because you talked to your last caller about pulling people along, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not work-related, but family.
There we go.
And I just kind of would like a reading to see if we are indeed kind of on track. And okay. Especially with my daughter, because now she has all these physical ailments.
Oh, I'm...
She's lightheaded all the time. She's got stomach problems.
Mm.
And it happened the end of last school year and now this school year. And
okay.
It's just causing so many problems. And I try to just, you know, let her deal with her own stuff, but it is very, very difficult when she brings the whole family into it.
Absolutely. And she's how old now?
17.
Yeah, that's a toughie. That's a real toughie, because I'm telling you what, she's showing up here as about 5 years old on a good day.
Exactly.
Yeah. So remind me what you are astrologically, hon?
Leo, on the 22nd
that's
of
right.
August.
That's right. So, and you've been through some interesting changes. You've taken some steps to manifesting some cool things for yourself, have you not?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that's part of it. And that's part of what's triggering your kiddo. She's, so talking about her, you know, given what I know of her history, et cetera, this is her pattern that she's always had. Exaggerated about tenfold. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. It is absolutely increasing in volume. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not saying I told you so, but I told you so, didn't I? I mean, we talked about this quite a while ago, that this was going to take place. And here's the challenge. The challenge for anybody dealing with this kind of thing is, I mean, it's one thing to not, you know, drag your clients along with you, but it's an entire other thing when this is someone with your DNA who, you know, still legally and otherwise is, you know, in your responsibility, right? This is where Well, I'm going to ask you, Sugar Bear, because you should know the answer to this one. And if you don't, I'm not testing you. I'll help you with the answer. Who's going to be the one to shift this?
I know.
Who? But... who? No, answer the question. Who? Who's?
Marissa.
No. Who?
No, God.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Say it again. Who's going to do it?
God is.
Who's your daddy?
God is.
Okay. That's right. God is the one. In this type of a situation, honey, more than any other, honestly, more than any other, God has to be in charge of this, okay? You have to change the spiritual temperature of this situation. And correct me if I'm wrong here. You have definitely been doing some prayer stuff. I have no question that you have, from what I'm looking at psychically and also just what I know to be true of what you've created over the last number of months. You've absolutely been doing some great prayer stuff, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And, note I said and, not but, and... in this particular circumstance, you're a little squirrely with the prayer. My sense is you do a little bit, but then you get all caught up in the very human house of motherhood, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you start spinning in your pattern that she triggers in you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the wonderful thing about families. Lovely, lovely thing about families. The blessing and the curse of family. Is that's, I mean, it is the freaking funhouse mirror, you know? You're going to see your stuff bigger than life reflected back in the patterns of your children, in the patterns of your adult, you know, members of the family, your own parents, etc. So this is, there's an opportunity here, and, you know, oh, man. I'm not saying this lightly, being a mom myself, okay? But... you have to be willing to let go in certain ways of this. You've got to stop playing your pattern. Somebody in this situation has to say, okay, enough's enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And that has to be you, girlfriend, because believe me when I tell you, you're the one with the level of consciousness to do that. And that is not something, and Janet, I promise you, you're not going to hang this phone up and go, Eureka, I'm cured. Now all I have to do is just decide I'm not going to do this pattern anymore. You and I both know what that's going to entail, right? A lot of work. That's going to be minute by minute prayer for a while. When you catch yourself, and you're not going to catch yourself at the beginning of it, at the start of this process that I'm proposing to you, you're going to catch yourself in the act of your patterns, probably a half an hour into them, okay? Up where you're up to your eyeballs in it. And then you go, whoa, time out. Okay, here I go again. And then you grab a prayer and say it. I don't have to tell you to print out the prayer and affirmation statements that you've received from me over the years, because I know you have them, right? You've yes. got them. You've got them accessible. So carry them with you. I'm not kidding you. Put them in your pocket. A client of mine made the coolest little tiny ones. She printed them up on these little tiny, I mean, we're talking 3 inches by 2 inches, and she had a whole little collection of them in her pocket, and she just whipped that sucker out and, you know, flipped through. It's like on a little key ring type of thing. Yeah, absolutely. And have them on hand. I'm not kidding you. It's going to be one of the only things that you're going to be able to keep yourself balanced with, because your kid's gig right now is to unbalance everyone around her, because that's how she knows who she is. When she's in chaos, and you and I've talked about this before, that girl is chaos personified. She's power personified,
yeah.
But right now it's coming across as chaos. There you go. There's the blessing and the curse. There's the shadow and the light of anything. That kind of power has a very dark side to it. She's in that.
Yeah.
You cannot single-handedly drag her into the light, but God absolutely can. So just a little refresher on how to do this. First and foremost, angels surrounding her. I tell everybody this. You guys have probably heard me say this at least once or twice a month on this show, that you put angels around somebody because it works. It absolutely works. It works miraculously. Do it. Okay. Visualize angels, big ones, not little cute bare butt Valentine cherubs, the great big 10-foot tall archangels with a 20-foot wingspan with swords in their hand, whatever it takes. You surround that kid with angels first and foremost. Okay.
Okay.
Then you surround yourself with angels, because believe me, as a mom, given your patterns, what are you going to do? If your kid's surrounded by angels and she starts acting out, what are you going to do? You're gonna
jump right in there.
Yeah, you're going to shove them out of the way.
Yeah.
and get in there and take care of business. No, you let them. So you keep yourself surrounded by angels so you can stay calm, and you keep turning her over. I place you, Marissa, lovingly in the hands of God. That's the only statement you need to say. And visualize it. It's a great statement. Okay? You're going to need to do that, and you're going to need to do that. I mean, there's an energy up here when I'm looking at this psychically. I don't want to be dramatic about it, honey, but you and I have talked about this enough that I think that you can trust what I'm saying on this. This is a little bit of a now or never kind of a feeling. And honestly, if you look at this just from a logistical standpoint, her age, her chronological age, this is now or never. She's 17 years old, and she's acting like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, and it's already out of hand. Imagine, I mean, what's going to happen 2 years from now? You'll have no legal claim over her, but she'll still be under your roof, creating the utter chaos that she's always done, only it'll be louder, because that's what happens. These things get louder. And the physical stuff she's dealing with doesn't surprise me in the least, because she's pretty much imploding. She really is. She's. I would expect that to get a little bit worse over the next month. October feels like a pretty challenging time. When's her birthday?
June 2nd.
Okay. So my thing is, and sweetie, I'm not. I don't want to scare you here. I don't want to make it sound like, oh my God, you know, it's all going to fall apart. But at the same time, something has to fall apart. You know, there has to be a bottom that gets hit here, and it has to be the bottom you hit so that you change the way you're handling this. And this is 100% prayer stuff. And the other thing that I'm going to highly recommend that you do, and I know for a fact, I'm being a little coy here, that you have access to some very powerful women from a particular prayer class you took not that long ago. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So guess what? You get them on this too. You get some other people to help you with it. You can't do this. You can't do this alone. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And you keep trying to do it alone, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's wrong with that picture?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I'm drowning.
Yeah, you're drowning. But here's the thing, kiddo. Unfortunately, the true challenge with your pattern is that you'll drown for the rest of your life and never really lose consciousness.
Right.
Because you're good at drowning.
Right.
You've been drowning your whole life.
Yeah.
So this is such a familiar place for you to be. So you got to make a decision. You have to ultimately make the choice that you're done with that. I would tell you, you know what I would tell you to do? Duck your head and take a big, deep swallow of that water you've been splashing around in and end it. End the pattern and turn it over to God. And get on that and make that the single most important thing that you do over the course of the next couple of months, okay? I mean, this is literally like you've been diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, and if you do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to recover 100% and be more amazing than you could ever imagine. If you don't do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to die. It's pretty much that simple. Okay?
Simple.
Huh?
It's simple.
It's simple, but it's the hardest thing you'll do.
It is, because I keep thinking that I'm backing off and I'm doing better, but of course, the louder she gets, and then...
Yeah. Well, and she starts to get louder because you're backing off.
Yeah.
And that's why it isn't just about backing off. You have to turn it over to God. You have to get God involved in this, and you've got to get the angels involved in this, and you got to do that like your freaking life depends on it. I'm serious. Because that's that catch point, you know? You start to quote-unquote back off, but that is even a human thing. You know, you're just pulling back and changing some of your behaviors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you change your behaviors, which makes her reach out and grab onto you, and you immediately step back into your behaviors. That's what a pattern is. That's exactly what a pattern is. An addict can change their behavior. They can stop using. They can stop using for months at a time, or just change the substance that they use.
Right?
Behavioral changes do not work ultimately. You can change some patterns with a behavior change, but really what you're changing with behavior is just habit. And a habit supports a pattern. A pattern is deeper laid in the psyche. Okay? So I want you to, instead of just changing your habits here, I want you to change your pattern. And that is going to require that you're surrounded by angels. Otherwise, she is going to pull you back in. And then you have to prepare yourself for it to get uglier before it gets better. And this is, I'm telling you what, next week's show, I want you to promise me if you don't get to hear it live, you'll download it right away and listen to it. Because this chemicalization thing, oh my goodness, it's exactly what you're experiencing.
Okay.
It's crazy perfect for what you're going through.
Okay, good.
Okay? So, promise me big time angels, lots of prayer, get some other people involved in this, and trust God, okay? And keep rocking and rolling and doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. This is just a tough, this is a tough gig. This is the toughest thing you'll ever deal with. It really is. And the good news is you've got the consciousness and you've got the strength to handle it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling girl. I love you.
Love you too.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we've got Trina from Vancouver on the line. Don't go away. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Always pushing up the hill, searching for the
with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Back. I'm doing the Devo dance. Did you notice that? I was totally doing the Devo dance to that song. Oh, man. Barbie is combing her personal musical archives today. It's pretty fun stuff. This is Michelle Morgan. If you're just tuning in, this is Living on a Prayer. We're doing a psychic free-for-all today. I would love for you to go to the host page on Contact Talk Radio, click on iTunes to subscribe to this show and rate this show. Numbers are rising on this show. I'm very excited about that. Would love to see that continue to happen. If there's a topic you want me to cover, send me an email or shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. I got five or six shows coming up in the next little while that are fan-inspired, listener-inspired. It's pretty groovy stuff, so I would love to get your feedback on that. And if you've got a question about polarity, I want you to send that to me. Email me at michelle@michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, because I am starting in on the book about polarity, my next book project, and would love to get make sure I'm covering everybody's bases. Very, very cool. All right, we're going to the phones. Trina in Vancouver. Are you there?
Oh, hello. Yes, Michelle, I'm here. Sorry, a bit of a bad connection here.
Oh, no, I can hear you perfectly, so...
Okay. You were just kind of... Anyways, just let you know you were going in and out.
Well,
but
I'm here now.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Well, Michelle, I'm just wondering if you can help me with... I've been looking into a career for the last year, and okay. I've been a stay-at-home mom for quite a while.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if you could help, maybe give me a quick reading about what I can do or affirmations and things like that to open up my career path.
Absolutely. What are you astrologically? What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Of course you are. When's your birthday?
December 21st.
Ooh, good girl. December 17th. That's the only sign to be.
Okay.
I read that one time that Sagittarians believe that it's the only sign in the zodiac, and I think that's true sometimes.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's interesting because the last couple years for you have been kind of interesting, yeah?
Yes, very difficult.
Very, very difficult. We're just coming out of it, and we still got a little bit of a dance to do with some of the remains of the Saturn energy. But yeah, the last couple years, Sagittarius have been getting a little bit of a challenge. But here's the cool thing about that. It's when I'm looking at you psychically, it feels to me like it's helped you in a lot of ways become clearer about what you want to do. Is that true?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So give yourself some credit for that, because not everybody goes through those challenges and does them, you know, in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Most people just do them in a way of feeling victimized. So,
Right. So
the key for you over the next probably 3 to 4 months, actually through the end of this calendar year and on into early 2011, is going to be to continue to get clarity. And the way that I want you to do that is obviously through prayer, because it's too easy to get into your intellectual nature, because you're a pretty strong thinker, is my sense. Yeah? Does that make sense to you? Okay. And you can have a tendency to get pretty tangled up in your own process at times.
Yes, I can.
Which is, again, everything's got a blessing and a curse, so there's some really great things to that. You have a tremendous way of seeing all the angles of something, being able to look at something pretty multidimensionally. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. But, of course, obviously the challenge in that is that can keep you second-guessing yourself. Once your heart's telling you, I want to go in this direction, then the brain comes in and says, yes, well, let's take a look at this, 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 and this. What about that? What about, okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, so that I'm going to want to see you put a little bit of a stop to the best of your ability. And again, there's where the prayer thing comes in.
Okay.
There's two angles that I see you coming at this from. One is, again, from that sort of intellectual. I don't want to say that you're necessarily looking at it from a sense of safety, meaning wanting to, you know, make sure you're doing something in the world that's got some security to it. But there's a little bit of that in there. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But your heart, on the other hand, feels to me like it's going, oh, you know, security, shmurdy, whatever, forget it. I just want to rock and roll. I feel like you've been not trapped, but you've definitely been way too contained in about the last 10 years, actually.
Yes, it has. It's been all about everybody else.
Yeah. How old are your children?
My oldest is 11 and 9.
Okay. Well, there's your 10 years then.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So, and your kids feel great. Your kids feel, in fact, it's interesting. Your younger one is kind of watching you to see what you're going to do next.
I know he is.
Yeah. He's definitely needing to see you launch yourself. What is he astrologically, just out of curiosity?
He's a Virgo.
Oh, of course he is. Oh, my God. Yeah. He's going to seriously be sitting back going, okay, all right, show me what you're going to do here. He's definitely kind of coming up as your champion energetically. So I think it's going to be more important for him over the next couple years that you step into this new expression of yourself. It's going to make him feel like he's doing his quote unquote job in the world psychically. So that's going to be, and that's just a perk. You don't have to do this for him, but know that that's going to make a difference for him as well.
Okay.
So following your heart, here's what that needs to look like. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of specific prayers that I really like.
Okay.
To help you with that. And I somewhere do you do Facebook?
No, I don't actually.
Okay. Darn it. Well, there's some great prayers in the archives of the show you can listen to on the Divine Plan we talked about at one point. So here's one of my favorites. I now move forward into my expanded good, divinely directed and lavishly prospered. All things conform to the right thing for me now, quickly, easily, and in peace. Isn't that one yummy?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'll repeat that. I now move forward into my expanded good, divinely directed and lavishly prospered. All things conform to the right thing for me now, quickly, easily, and in peace. You're
okay.
Basically in that statement, you're claiming that you are moving forward into that truth, that expanded truth of who you are. That's going to take you out of that containment energy and put you out there in the world in the way that your heart's asking you to be. And as a Sagittarius, you know, it's always about bigger is better, you know, mm-hmm. more is better. Divinely directed is obvious. That's God showing you step by step how to get there. And lavishly prospered, yeah. Of course you want that in there, okay? And then, you know, just claiming that everything's conforming to the right thing is giving you the ability to let things unfold and you get to follow the breadcrumbs.
Okay.
And then as you continue to get clearer on what you want to do and you do follow those step-by-step things that get shown to you and you follow that guidance, all along I want you to be telling this little prayer to God, Lord, you know best. I know that your will for me is greater good than I can possibly imagine. I now let go and let my prayers be answered in your highest and best way. I now let go and let your unlimited good flow into every situation. So you will be able to go back to the archives of this show and towards this tail end of the show and get those prayers and listen to them over and over until you get them written down. But I want you to seriously write them down, print them up, place them where you can see them, and I want you to say them repeatedly on a daily basis.
Okay.
There's a very creative energy coming in for you, really wildly creative in some ways, actually. And it feels to me like you need to move in a direction of either some form of teaching. And what I mean by that, teaching is a big word. So it's not like necessarily you getting a teaching certificate or something like that. It has to do with imparting wisdom in the world and being in a leadership position. Does that make sense to you?
Not yet, but I'm hoping it will.
Okay. All right. I want you to sit with that. Whatever's coming for you, you're going to be in a position of literally teaching people is what it feels like to me. So there's going to be a couple of things that show up within the next several months. Again, there's a bit of a timeline here. Next several months that are it's going to feel like a possibility. But I want you to just sit with it. I don't want you to make any big, huge decisions right now. I just want you to see how some things unfold. Mm-hmm. Early 2011 is going to be more of a sort of the gate coming down and you getting to move forward. So this time frame right now, again, is more about getting that clarity, praying about the clarity, daily basis, seeing what shows up, but taking that right action as you're guided to take it.
Okay.
And then I'm kind of feeling like I want to tell you to buckle up, especially in the second half of next year, because I feel like there's going to be some definite opportunities that come in that are going to make sense to you coming in through somebody that you really trust already. There's a kind of a personal connection to this. Does that make any sense to you as I'm talking about it?
Yeah, I've been meeting a lot of people lately. Okay. So I don't know. I'm just starting to get to know. I've kind of gone through that whole purging of different people right now, meeting
perfect.
New people
perfect.
That
That's,
I admire.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it could,
there you
yeah.
go. That's perfect. That's exactly what you need to be doing. So those seeds that you've already sown, I will promise you from what I'm looking at, are going to start to come to fruition probably right around June or July of 2011. And then you're going to be able to make some really good logical choices as you follow your heart. That's going to feel really good to you. That's going to be the best of both worlds for you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yes, great.
Well, so do those prayers, darling, and keep me in the loop. Let me know what happens. I'll be curious to see how this unfolds for you, and I know my listeners would be too, because a lot of people want to manifest, you know, the right thing right now. And so
exactly.
but it is a process that God has to be at the helm of. So
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty, darlings. Well, we are at the tail end. It's been great, everybody. Hope you have a fabulous week. We'll be back next week with Chemicalization, a Healing Process. Barb, thank you so much for the great tunes today. And want to hear from you, so send me an email about the polarity stuff or just get on Facebook fan page and join the party. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.